Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I have a few perspectives I want to share with you about our changing times and how we create a mindset to navigate through them. Now, it's interesting how we are seeing a lot of things change in the world. But I'll tell you one thing. The new normal isn't the same as what we might have thought the new normal was going to be, if you know what I mean. And how can we not notice? How can we not notice all these changes going on? I think some people thought after COVID, they had time to reflect and they'd start a new way of life. And there were a lot of people that took that time to learn how to meditate, started exercising more. And it was actually a wonderful thing to see in that aspect. What we didn't, I think, realize or expect were the after effects from a lot of people who couldn't handle all of the stress, and the after effects of the fact that there are a lot of people who had mental issues that didn't have enough care or ability to get the help they needed. I'm a very optimistic person. I am. And so I have to look at this in a way that is not pessimistic, but a positive way. Now, how do you look at all of the shootings going on, and how do you look at all of that in a positive way without being foolish, right? Although I have been foolish a lot in my life. I think this is all part of the shift that is occurring. I think that we do have to remember that there are more people who are aware. There are more people who are doing very, very good things in the world. There's more good news that you may never hear out there than bad news. But there are people out there doing things that are horrific, and that's a tiny, tiny percentage. However, we're seeing it in our face more with media than ever before, and the ones that are off the charts going crazy with shootings and things like that are doing it in a way to get more attention with media and to make more of a splash, because there are so many people that are affected by what's going on with social media this day, in this day and age. So I think that we have to start looking at things in a different perspective as far as what we think is terrible, react things that we would react strongly to, and how we view these challenges we see in life instead of a very bad thing, but as an opportunity to be able to turn that into us being able to help and serve and dig deeper and try to do more. And it's not necessarily fun. I mean, it can be if you really love helping people and if you really are finding your calling, because there's more need for people doing more work with stressed out people and people with post-traumatic stress and people who are having meltdowns mentally. There's more need than ever before for help on those people who are really crying out for help. Now, there's lots of ways that anyone who is in this field of meditation and awareness and growing, there's many ways that help can be done. And that depends on you and what you are really in your heart finding the best way to serve could be. And that doesn't mean it has to be bad. Like, I get, this can be a good thing. In other words, you could write that book you've been thinking about writing. You could create artwork that inspires. You could do your podcast that you need to do more than ever before. The entire changing times is begging for this kind of help right now. So if you are in that field where you are a person who does healing or does light work or does service, you are at the peak of time of what you need to do. Now, I'd also have to say that you have to be very, very careful not to burn out with the fact that you might be doing a lot of work in some difficult situations. But, you know, these could be looked at as sacrifices that we have to make for the greater good. However, if you really are changing, or maybe already have changed, your perception of what's important to you, then you might not really look at it in the same way, and you might not react to it in the same way. I think Ram Dass, and of course many, many teachers, but Ram Dass wrote some interesting perceptions on this. I always remember how he talked about death, you know, and he spent a lot of time at people's bedsides when they were dying, and he certainly did the work on this, you know, so. But he said, you know, it's fascinating to me how people can choose so many different ways to die, you know. And he made kind of a joke out of it. You know, it's like, oh, that was a pretty creative way to go, you know. And some people might have called that sacrilegious, except if they knew Ram Dass, they knew better, right? Ram Dass had a very high perspective on what was going on in the world, as did a lot of wonderful teachers. And if you look at the life of many of the great teachers, they had to put in their modus operandi, okay, sacrifice, it comes with the territory. And if you're really at that point where you can see through Maya and illusion and see, you know, all of this in the great, huge, bigger perspective, then you realize that you're just a small part, and anyone is really just a small part in this whole evolutionary situation that we're all going through. I didn't think it would be so hard for a lot of people. I didn't expect that the guns would really get to the point where people would use those to the extent we're seeing that. I did not expect that, you know. I don't know if we ever could have maybe seen it, maybe, possibly, there were some clues there. But we do know that there's more people than ever that need to have help. And I think there are many, many people more than ever that are out there now helping. And those people that are helping really need a support team, really need inspiration, really need to meditate, really need to have all of their tools for helping in alignment, for doing the work that needs to be done. And I've gone over these many, many times, but again, I'll just go over it if you haven't had a chance to hear me talk about this before. I mean, number one, always meditate, meditate, meditate. Every day, meditate. It's so important to tune back in and be aware of what's going on inside yourself, to be re-inspired, to be re-motivated, to be fed the inspiration and strength and encouragement you need, that you find when you go to that place that caused you to do the work you're doing. So that comes up as number one. And then there's the other tools that we have obviously learned along the way, you know, but still work. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing this. It's still, I mean, I've been doing this 55 years and still the breath, the breath, the breath, the breath, the breath, the breath. Always going back to being aware of your breathing. And if you get to the point where you're getting overwhelmed, you breathe. The body awareness is another one. Oh, to be aware of how you are holding your body and how your body tells you what's going on is such an important key. So important to know. Because your body will give you direct feedback about what's going on in your emotions and your mind. So you learn to sense and see those signs right there within your body. What are you doing with your body? Your shoulders tight? You know, are you feeling like your hands are clenched into fists? How does everything feel in your stomach? How does your heart feel? To be aware of the presence and how to call upon it is another really important key. If you have that key where you know how to call upon your strength and that presence of awareness, what an amazing thing to use in a situation, you know, that can really change it from a negative to a positive. And sometimes without even saying a word, but just being present, you can change the energy field around you. You can change the energy field so much so that some of the masters could change the world with their awareness and their energy field. So you need to also call upon that to be able to be aware. You need to treat yourself right is another very, very important point. Do you treat yourself right? Caregivers sometimes completely get overwhelmed with the work they're doing, wanting so much to help, really thinking they're doing important work, which they are, but because of that, they're overdoing what they normally would be doing, and they burn themselves out. And that's not a good thing. We know that. Now, how, if you are doing work in this field, do you keep from burning yourself out? Now, we've talked, obviously, about breathing and meditation, but I swear the walking, getting out in nature, the great healer, the great connector, that powerful way to connect in nature and just to relax and be aware in nature is such an important gift. It's just so beautiful to see how nature will feed you. You will get your mind filled with beauty. You will be able to breathe deeper. You will remember what you're here for. You will be grateful. You know, you'll be re-inspired. You will work off the stress. You'll get the exercise you need to stay healthy. It's a wonderful thing, and it's so much fun to do. So please remember to exercise every day. Every day. And of course, we need to also have our go-to kit. And that includes listening to music. Okay, I love music. And I have to say, there is such great music out there. I found a group called, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Libera, L-I-B-E-R-A. And I'd had an especially kind of a tumultuous couple weeks with people dying in a person who was a friend's ex-wife committing suicide and leaving children behind and the stress of that and just a lot of that. I mean, really bang, 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 bang within a couple of weeks. And I found this group, Libera, which is a boys' choir, and they sing like angels. Oh my. When I listen to them, it's just immediately, my mood and my energy field is changed immediately. Now, that's just mine. You might have some wonderful musicians that you love that you can go to that can work miracles, but we know that music heals. We know that music uplifts your spirit. So have your music ready to work to help you. It's so, so important. Have your affirmations ready. You know, you need a boost. Say some positive affirmations. Set a positive energy field. Makes it so much easier to do what you need to do, right? I mean, these are just a few of the things. I don't want to overwhelm you. That's the last thing I want to do. But I have a book, How to, you know, this sacred, how to have a better life. And it's all about tools to help you increase what you need to get to where you're going in the spiritual path with this, all that. And I also have, you know, a lot of talks and teachings on Insight Timer that you can look at. But there's a wealth of information there for you to find, and a lot of it is absolutely free. And it is so important to be able to go to this great space where you can have everything you need to deal with these times, to have the forgiveness, so important, right? To have And I didn't mention this, and I have to, the gratitude. Oh my gosh, it's like turning on a light switch in a dark room. That gratitude, whenever you start to get depressed, just to be grateful, because there's so much to be grateful for, always. Let's just take a few moments to be aware of what's happening inside ourselves and just get comfortable and feel good. Just take some deep breaths, you know, the breath that sweeps the mind, breathing in and just feeling good as you're releasing any tension and stress. Nothing to do but just breathe there, just be. And breathe, 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 breathe. Breathing in and breathing out. Getting comfortable and allowing your whole body to be in alignment so the energy can flow through you from your head down to your toes. And breathing in a wonderful protective light that goes way, way, way up above you and brings light all the way down through your head chakra and down to the base of the spine chakra and out your legs and calves and feet and down below, with energy in front of you, a white light in front of you, white light behind you, on either side of you, to the right and left of you. Just let that be a protective, wonderful energy field where only positive energy is allowed in here, and feeling good with love and light. And let's just dwell in this beautiful space and let the light come into you. Let the light come into all parts of your body. See the light circling around your head, through your mind area, circling and circling, enlightening that whole area, releasing any tension in the jaw, the ears, the eyes, the throat. And let that throat be all clear and full, and let the energy in your heart center be deep and whole and beautiful, breathing in the heart's love. The love within the heart of the heart there within, just allowing it to be beautiful, to be healing, to be whole, to be completely full of love. That love that just heals and forgives and makes you whole. That love that is the whole reason for your being, just be there in your heart. And feel that love. Feel that love for all things. And go deeper into your second. Well, that's actually your third chakra, where all those organs are. Oh my gosh. You've got your liver and your kidney and your spleen. You got all the stomach things going on there and the pancreas. Let's just send some love to all of those organs and that whole chakra and the third chakra. Just feel it spinning like a prayer wheel with light round and round and round. Now let that energy go down into your second chakra. And let the feelings that you have, just let them be healed. Recognize feelings and just send them love, healing, releasing any emotions. Breathe it in, healing, cutting anything that you don't need that's attached there that is not serving you. Seeing it just being released and let go. And now come down to the root chakra, the ruby red chakra, and fill it full of wonderful appreciation for who you are in the root, the whole base of your whole energy field there. Now, let's go to that place within that carries the energy of your soul. Let the soul be your pilot, your compass, your guardian light comes through that soul energy. And let that soul give you everything that you need to do the work you need to do. To heal, to serve, to inspire. Ah, breathe it in and breathe it out and let it fill your entire beingness here right now. Just feel that I am presence aware, at peace, attuned and in harmony. Ah, feels so good to feel that energy. And now smile. Just smile. Feel that soul smile. Smile at your soul too. Merge with that beautiful energy that you truly are. And now we're going to slowly come back out, slowly return, slowly come back into all of your consciousness and allow yourself to feel renewed and restored and redeemed and to feel good, to feel really good. Absorb that energy right now and believe it and be it and just know that you can get through any situation if you have that connection inside. I thank you so much for being here. I send you my love and my light. God bless you always.